This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, September 14th, 2021 on KUAF, a listener-supported service of the University of Arkansas. I'm Kyle Kellums. Most of the numbers in yesterday's COVID-19 report from the Arkansas Department of Health are what's become normal for reports based on Sundays, smaller. There are just fewer than 650 new cases in the most recent report and 2,652 doses of vaccine administered on Sunday. Deaths from the virus in Arkansas, unfortunately, remained relatively high with 31 newly reported fatal cases in the 24-hour period. There have now been 374 virus deaths counted by the ADH since the start of September. Hospitalizations from the virus in patients requiring ventilators both dropped slightly by 5 and 1, respectively. The number of virus patients in hospitals in Washington and Benton counties is dropping. Northwest Arkansas healthcare providers count 94 patients today. That's 26 fewer than this time Friday. Still, though, hospitals in the two counties are using more than 100 ICU beds and have been for 2 months now. About 91% of people hospitalized in Northwest Arkansas with COVID-19 have not been vaccinated. Governor Asa Hutchinson is scheduled to address the state's approach to the virus this afternoon at 1:30. While some Arkansans are still reluctant to get a COVID-19 vaccine, others are eagerly awaiting their booster shot of either Pfizer or Moderna. Dr. Jennifer Dillahay, Director for Immunizations for the Arkansas Department of Health, says only immunocompromised people who have been contacted by their doctor or clinic should get a third dose.
There are people out there going in and getting booster doses, and they shouldn't be. They think they're supposed to because of all the confusing communication about it out there. But we're encouraging people not to try to get a booster dose. The vaccinators aren't supposed to be giving them.
The Federal Food and Drug Administration is expected to make a recommendation on Pfizer booster shots later this month. Dr. Dillahay says the recommendation will likely include information about optimal dosage and timing to provide the greatest protection against the virus. Arkansas Children's Research Institute and the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences are receiving more than $11 million in renewed funding from the National Institutes of Health for continued study of childhood obesity prevention. The funding will be directed toward the Center for Childhood Obesity Prevention at Children's in Little Rock, which was established in 2016. The center's mission is to initiate research supporting basic, clinical, and infrastructure improvements. Walmart says it was the victim of a false press release yesterday issued by a group called Globe Newswire. The bogus release purported that the Bentonville retailer had engaged in a partnership with Litecoin, a cryptocurrency. Walmart says it has no relationship with that company. The annual Chili Pepper cross-country races in Fayetteville will now be spread over 2 days in 2021. The University of Arkansas Athletic Department announced yesterday the collegiate races will be held Friday evening, October 1st. The women's race starting at 5, the men beginning at 5:30. The high school races will still be held on Saturday morning, October 2nd, at the Agri Park course. The announcement indicates there will be spectators allowed at the Friday evening collegiate competition. More information available at chilipepperfestival.org. And the final homestand of the Northwest Arkansas natural season begins tonight at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. The Nats host Springfield tonight through Sunday afternoon.